Hi there, Graham again, and speaking from Valencia. It's today is the 16th of July, and I just thought I'd tell you why Spain is like Scotland. Now, today is 35 degrees, it's lovely and warm, etc., so I don't think Scotland's ever been to 35 degrees, and any Scots that are over here, and I know quite a few, they'll be staying in the shade today, unless they want to become like lobsters, which I would do as well. But Spain is like Scotland, and why? Well, I've just heard on the radio the latest figures for last season for the Spanish Football League. How much money each club got for television rights. Now, let's compare with the UK, with England. In England, the top paid team from television rights last year was Manchester United, and they brought in €68 million from TV rights. The bottom paid team in the Premier League was Blackpool, and they brought in €44 million from TV rights, because there's a way to work it out depending on number of appearances, etc. Right? So the difference between the top and the bottom of the league was €24 million, which is a big difference and means a couple of big signings, for example, and makes a difference on the pitch, of course. Saying that, Blackpool did go ahead against Manchester United in both games. But let's compare that to Spain. Last season, Real Madrid and Barcelona brought in €140 million each. The third team, which funnily enough just happened to be the third team in the league, and then I can't remember where the other one finished, but Valencia were the third team in terms of how much they brought in from television rights. €40 million. So there was a difference of €100 million in income between the top two and Valencia. There was also Atletico Madrid on €40 million. But anyway, that is a huge difference, and there is no surprise that Spain, the Spanish Football League, is becoming the Scottish Football League, with just two clubs who can get the best players and keep the best players and have too many of the best players. There is no competitivity in it, of course. But let's look at the even worse situation. Now, I support in Spain Sporting, because I used to live in Gijón. Sporting were one of six teams in the first division whose income from television was €12 million last year, meaning there is a difference of €128 million between them and Real Madrid and Barcelona. They get less than a tenth. And Real Madrid and Barcelona ran away with the league. Obviously, Barcelona won it. I think it was by 7 points in the end, but they won the league from Real Madrid. The others were nowhere to be seen. Valencia came third. Villarreal came fourth. They do well because they've got some good sponsors. Now, will this change this year? Only in one sense, maybe. Malaga have got an oil shake, just like Manchester City have, and they've spent lots and lots and lots of money. So that might be the only thing that changes. But anyway, Spanish football needs to change. Otherwise, it just becomes Scottish football. And Scottish football, sorry, people in Scotland, but it's boring. Spanish football, to a certain extent, some people say it's boring in the league because you know who's going to win. And I'd just like to say one thing to finish off. I'm a Sporting fan. Sporting won at Real Madrid this year. Yeah. And that is more or less what kept them up at the end of the season. Yeah. So, Mourinho, bad luck, mate.